Hey, greetings. This is Brother James at DontPerish.com, John 4, 24 Radio. Hey, I got something that's a little bit different that I want to do an audio on today. I recently did a testing on a false Hebrew roots ministry, Passion for Truth, Jim Staley. And you can go to DontPerish.com, go to the Unbiblical Teachers blog, or just Google Passion for Truth, Jim Staley Exposed. My testing comes up on first page of Google. What I wanted to cover in this audio, I may do an audio for the testing itself one day. In this audio, I came across a video of his where he talked about sharing the gospel. He was teaching people how to share the gospel. An hour and 18 minutes worth. Yeah, I listened to the whole thing. It was painful, but I did it. And I want to cover, I got some points I want to cover. Him teaching people to share the gospel. First, let's start right off. He said that he wanted to teach people the tricks of sharing the gospel. I don't believe that there's any tricks to sharing the gospel. I believe we obey what God's word tells us to preach and teach, and we'll get into that as we go. Tricks are usually man-centered and fleshly, and you're going to see that's exactly what this is all about. He also said that he was encouraging people to share their faith, and if they're doing it biblically, that's a good thing, obviously. But he said, having a great gift like eternal life and not sharing it is greedy. Well, Mr. Jim Staley should know about greed. This is the man who wire fraud, got convicted and admitted to it, went to prison for 5 years for wire fraud, taking $3.4 million from elderly people in a filthy lucre money scheme. So I guess he should know about greed. And this was all after he was a believer. And I state that not to say that he can't be forgiven of that. No, you could be cleansed by the blood of Christ. I state that so that you know I'm making a case, and my testing does, go look up the testing, that he should not be a teacher and a pastor. He's calling himself a pastor right out of prison. He's a pastor and teacher again. Apostle Paul has something to say about greedy, filthy lucre men leading the people of God. You can go look it up at the testing. So he should know something about greediness. And then at the beginning of this video, he's talking about the number 222 and how God was doing something and how he was preaching on February 22nd. And I don't know. I don't even know what that was all about. But, you know, if you look up that 222, it's a New Age number. A lot of people say it's an angelic number. I don't believe there's any Bible significance to it. You really got to twist God's word. I've heard people say Genesis 2:22 and Luke 2:22 and all these different scripture verses they try to say are referencing something. This is numerology. It's a cult following numbers. I don't know what that was about, but I know that he has New Age, Hebrew roots beliefs. And sometimes Hebrew root people lean towards the New Age. So let's move on into this. So he's going to teach people how to share their faith. And he uses something called drastic. And this is very people-centered, flesh-centered, right? Drastic. Drop the bait. Retail life. Analogy. Scriptures. Take temperature. He has a question. If you die, can you? And then close in prayer. That stands for drastic. I don't think we need these gimmicks. I don't think we need these things. Most of these are not even biblical. And we can talk about that. Jesus said, we're to preach the gospel, Mark 16. Call men to repentance, Luke 13:3. Make disciples, Matthew 28:20. Apostle Paul preached Christ crucified and repentance. Jim Staley does not focus on that, and I'm going to show you why. And I'm not even going to go over these 6 points other than to tell you that analogy and scriptures are about the only two that may be biblically based. The rest of them are human-centered, flesh-centered, not gospel-centered. So moving on from that, he asks the question to people, how many people have you led to Christ? Well, that's such an open-ended question because we don't lead anybody to Christ. Go look in the book of Acts chapter 2. It says God adds to his body as he sees fit. We preach the gospel. We allow the Holy Spirit to convict people. God brings them to salvation. We don't lead people to Christ. We can tell them about Christ. We can preach the gospel. But that leading to Christ is very deceptive. I've actually had men come up to me and say, I led 37 people to Christ this month. How about you? This is a very false idea and mindset. It puts the onus on man. Again, it's fleshly and man-centered, not gospel-centered, not God-centered, not biblical. So moving on, one of the other points I had to cover was he uses the good person test made famous by Ray Comfort, which I was surprised that he was using this. And that's not a bad thing to do to show people that they've sinned before a holy God. But the problem is, when you don't have repentance and you're not preaching Christ crucified, it's pretty much a waste. Yeah, it absolutely is a waste if you don't have a true biblical gospel, which I'll preach to you at the end of this audio. The other thing that he said that I found was pretty amazing for a so-called Hebrew root guy. Hebrew roots, you know, they tell you you got to keep Torah laws as a Gentile today. Totally heretical and false. He teaches the shape of God. There's a hole in your heart that only God can fill. Yeah, he actually said that in this video. There's not one verse in the Bible that says anything close to that. A lot of people equate that quote to a man named Pascal, I guess in the 1600s. It's not Bible-centered, it's man-centered. You got a hole in your heart and you need Jesus to make you complete. No, you need Christ because you're a sinful, wicked person, fallen, and you're going to face the wrath of God unless you repent and are cleansed by his blood and follow after him in obedience. We need to be Christ-centered, not man and flesh-centered. He said something else, too, right after that. He said, in the beginning of presenting the gospel, why use scripture? Nobody cares. He said, these people don't care about the scriptures. Why would you use scriptures? Well, Mr. Staley is not very Bible-based in his sharing the faith. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing. Paul talks about how can they hear unless you preach? The word of God is what people need to hear. And Titus 1, talking about the qualification for an elder teacher, which Mr. Staley has been disqualified from that because he was into filthy lucre as a believer. It says that we should be able to convince the naysayers by sound doctrine. If we don't preach the word of God, how can we have sound doctrine? No, we become flesh-centered, not gospel-centered. And that's what he sounds a lot like an evangelical in so many ways, and that's what the evangelical faith and mostly all man-made religion has done. They've changed the goal. They've changed, lowered the bar. They've changed the target to make it pleasing to man, meeting his heartfelt needs, rather than preaching the gospel, Christ crucified, repentance, his shed blood, come out of the world, come out of man-made religion. Yeah, I'm preaching the gospel to you. I'll finish it when we get towards the end. They become man-centered, and that's what Staley is doing. He's a man-centered, man-pleasing heretic. I couldn't believe it when I heard him use the shape of God in your heart. Sounds like something Joel Osteen would say. Also, not using Scripture, although later he says, then use Scripture, but when is it never a good idea to use Scripture? I don't understand that one. And then he said something about telling people, all you have to do is show up and then, you know, God does his part. Total lack of repentance. And I'll tell you at the end of this, in an hour and 18 minutes, how many times he used the word repentance and how many times he talked about the blood of Christ in an hour and 18 minutes. We'll talk about that. And then he said something else, very, very, very troubling for any so-called man of God, but pretty surprising for a so-called Hebrew root keeper. He said that there are no commandments. They're all suggestions, not commands. Yeah, he actually said that. Well, I got a couple questions about that. One, what about the wiretap laws, the federal wiretap laws of man? Were those suggestions or those absolute laws you're supposed to keep? Because you didn't keep them, Mr. Staley, and you went to jail after admitting you did it, taking $3.4 million from elderly people. Are those just suggestions? And how about Genesis 2:17? Where God says, do not eat from this tree? Was that just a suggestion? I don't think that's a suggestion at all. And then let's go to Exodus 20, the commandments, the Ten Commandments. Verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain. Verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them. Verse 4, thou shalt not make any graven image. Verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Those don't sound like suggestions to me. They sound like commandments. Now, it's true that we don't have to keep the commandments of God. Adam and Eve found that out, right? But they are not just suggestions. That's heresy. That's an absolute lie. That's a scripture twister right there. Then he goes on and he uses the Romans road. Are you familiar with this? Using verses from Romans to show people the path to eternal life. And I love using God's word, and there's nothing wrong with verses in Romans. The problem is he mentions people accepting Jesus. You won't find that in the scriptures. He talks about raising your hand and during a time of prayer. We'll talk about that more later. That's not found anywhere in the scriptures. And he uses Romans 10. Confess with your mouth and you'll be saved. He never mentions repentance, holiness, obedience, being born again. The Romans road, good scriptures in the book of Romans, but to just use the Romans road alone without explaining the complete gospel is dangerous. It's incomplete. Galatians 1 says it's a corrupt gospel that cannot save. Again, he sounds very evangelical. I was surprised by that, but why should I be surprised? He's a Hebrew roots heretic. So moving on, he said another big point is you want to get people talking about themselves. And I'm going to give you an example of how he does that. You know, Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. That's a very fleshly way. Did Jesus get people talking about themselves? How about Apostle Paul when he was on Mars Hill in Acts 17? Did he get the pagans talking about them and their pagan games and their pagan statues? No. Paul preached Christ crucified, called them to repentance. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing, modeling the disciples and our Lord and our Savior. So let's talk about the example. So he told an example of how some men were moving him from a house, four big football players, and God told him to go witness to him. So he went in the room, closed the door, and he got them talking about football. And he went on for 20 minutes how they talked about football. They were on a great team, how they had to practice, and it was their passion. They worked their whole life for it. And you ready for this? He loves analogies, and analogies are great as long as they're not lame, worldly, twisted analogies that don't preach the biblical gospel. Here's the analogy he used. He said, oh, when you made the team, you got a jersey, right? And they said, yeah, we love our jersey. And they went off, you know, all they're excited about their jersey. And he said, well, you know, God is like the coach of a football team. And in order to enter heaven, you need to have a jersey. Yeah, that's what he said to these people. And then he said, it got worse. Then he said, what's stopping you from getting your jersey from God right now? And he went on to say how they all got on their knees and prayed to God, and they got their jersey for eternal life that day. Have you ever heard of a more lame sinner's prayer witnessing session? Did he call them out of the world? Did he call them to repentance? Did he tell them what the cost was going to be? You know, in this video, Staley did talk about Jesus saying, count the cost, but then he goes and he doesn't even mention the cost to these men. And Staley's worldly, by the way. He posts things about Major League Baseball, his family's worldly, pride, vanity, makeup, jewelry, total immodesty, unbiblical dress, himself as well. They don't cover their forms the way the Israelites and God's word taught us to cover our forms, going all the way back to Genesis 3 in robes and tunics. They're into pride and vanity and showing their bodies off, but that's kind of a whole nother topic. Did he call these young men out to the biblical gospel, or did he just say a prayer and they got their jersey? How absolutely lame and unbiblical is that? So moving on, the last part of his six drastic steps is close in prayer. And it gave you the example how he prayed with those men. This was really weird. He says closing in prayer is very, very important. He believes angels come down around people and lock their wings and help them with the truth they've been given. Folks, there's not one Bible verse that ever models for us in the New Testament about praying with or for people for evangelism. The people prayed alone, or they prayed with each other, true saints. They didn't pray with seekers, pagans. There's not one example of that. Mr. Staley's making up things as he goes. Angels coming down to protect them. No, this is a very fleshly, man-centered thing, because people love that, right? Oh, we're going to pray with you right now. But did Jesus pray with anybody for salvation? No. Did Paul? No. Did Peter? No. Did any of the disciples? No. We're supposed to be modeling them, are we not? Not Hebrew roots, filthy lucre heretics. So that was pretty amazing to hear that. And so that was about the end of his lesson on sharing the faith. And then he turned to the people in the audience and they started the soft piano music. Remember? Yeah. Peter started the harp, right, in Acts 2, right before Pentecost fell? No. They didn't use emotional mood music. Jim Staley does. They started the soft piano music, and he had people raise their hands, and he did a sinner's prayer. No repentance, by the way. And if you prayed that, you're now a child of God. And then he closed his eyes and said a prayer on Facebook, on video, for all the world to see. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 6:4, when you pray, pray in secret. Jim Staley prays on Facebook to be a spectacle and be shown to everybody when we're to be praying in private. Yeah, you can pray with your brothers and sisters. It shouldn't be out as a spectacle on the internet. So this was so lacking. It was so unbiblical. It was so man-centered. It was so heretical. I couldn't believe it. I thought the guy was a lot more biblical than this. He clearly is not. I guess, why should I be surprised? This is a Torah root guy keeping Torah root heresy, Hebrew root heresy. Now let me go back to, remember I told you, 1 hour, 18 minutes. He mentioned the word repentance one time. This is about sharing your faith with people. Do you know how many times repentance is used in the New Testament? Go look it up. It's a lot. A whole bunch of times the word repentance is used. It was Jesus' first ministry words. And you know when he used the word repentance one time? It wasn't even telling people how to win the lost, how to preach to the lost. It was to the people in his body saying, you need to repent if you're not doing your best for God and witnessing and bringing more people in. Oh, let's see. He wants more people brought in. What is that? So they can give him more of their 10% tithe, which he teaches they must give so that he can advance his filthy lucre mindset and live in a bigger house and get more money. There's reports on the internet that he was taking a $10,000 a month salary and living in a $1 million rented house paid for by the body. Now, that's what the internet says. Go look that up for yourself. That's what a bunch of people were reporting. Check that out for yourself. That's what I read. That's what other people were claiming. So he used the word repentance only one time to the body, never preached repentance in sharing the faith. In the entire 1 hour and 18 minutes, he talked about the blood of Christ, I think, twice, loosely referencing it. He did say Christ was our propitiation one time. But it was not the focus. And this is the point of the Hebrew roots heretics. Christ shed blood is not their focus. Their focus most times is on not eating pork, wearing tassels. I didn't see Staley have any tassels on. Keeping the festivals, doing Saturday Sabbath, not preaching Christ crucified. Apostle Paul said everything was dung to him in his Torah-keeping past as a religious teacher, a Jew, compared to knowing Christ. Yeah, that's what we need to be about. So 1 hour, 18 minutes, mentions repentance once only to the people, never in preaching the gospel. Vaguely references the blood of Christ a couple of times. When the entire New Testament is full of repent, obedience, holiness, coming out of the world, walking in truth, walking in sound doctrine. No, we don't get any of that from Mr. Staley. None whatsoever. And again, why do I expect any better? This is a guy that tells Gentiles they should keep Torah, which means you should be stoning rebellious children, stoning sodomites, and stoning false teachers today. That's how you keep Torah. But you know what? They don't do any of that. You know what they are? They're not Torah keepers. They're Torah dabblers. They dabble in this and that, what's ever convenient, sleeping in little tents in their backyard, keeping a Saturday Sabbath, sometimes wearing tassels, not eating pork. They clearly are worldly, carnal, not called out and separated from the world as God's true people should be. So this whole video on sharing your faith was a big, big heretical disaster. The biblical gospel that I promised I'd preach to you, we must preach Christ crucified, his shed blood for the remission of sins, his death, burial, and resurrection for the defeating of death. That's the core and the foundation. Then the Bible says, repent, change your mind, and then change your ways. Jim Staley doesn't preach that. He doesn't teach that you preach that. He's fleshly, man-pleasing. Faith in Christ and his shed blood, repentance. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. Staley never even mentioned that in sharing the faith, telling people they must cry out to God for a new heart and a new mind. And then the Bible says the fruit that you're born of God, John 15, what tree has good fruit, right? Holiness and obedience, coming out of the world, coming out of politics, sports, entertainment, man-made churchianity. Yeah, we came out of evangelicalism. It's false and it's corrupt. We came out of Christmas and Easter. Yeah, we also were introduced to Hebrew roots a long time ago, never joined it, tested it, and saw that it was heretical, and we left it alone and rebuked it, and I've been fighting against it ever since. Holiness and obedience are the fruit, keeping God's words for the New Testament. And we keep some Old Testament things, marriage between a man and a woman. God dressed us in Genesis 3 in robes and tunics. Genesis 9 says, don't eat blood. That's echoed in the New Testament. So is dress. So is marriage. So some things from pre-Torah we'd still keep. But we don't keep Torah law. We're not in Israel. We don't have a Levitical priesthood. We don't have a sacrificial system. We don't have a temple anymore. So, faith in Christ shed blood, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience to the Word of God in all your ways, and you must endure in the faith to eternal life. Jim Staley never taught that, doesn't teach that in his gospel. So, I hope that this teaching, or critiquing, of his video on how to share your faith helps you see how lacking he is as an evangelical, which he sounds like, and he clearly is lacking as a Hebrew roots heretic in so many ways. He has so many heresies. I'm going to be adding more to his testing, but how much further do we need to go than a man who is a convicted filthy lucre felon because of wire fraud that he admitted he did, then comes back and wants to be a leader again, preaches Hebrew roots, Torah keeping to Gentiles, which you can't even keep that today, and he doesn't even keep it, so he's a hypocrite. And he has a false gospel that does not call you to repentance, out of the world, to holiness and obedience. It makes you man-centered, man-pleasing, a hole in your heart, Jim Staley. You can't be serious. And then his family. He's disqualified also as a Titus 1 elder. His family's not in order. He has 6 daughters, and they're worldly and into harlotry. Yep, I said it. I didn't say they're harlots. I said they're into harlotry. They dress to show their bodies off. They dress to show their hair off. They dress and use jewelry. I'm assuming from the picture I saw, it looks like makeup as well. This is not godly becoming of a godly family. So test Jim Staley. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the Unbiblical Teachers blog, look up the testing. Don't be deceived by these men. Cling to God's word, God's truth, rightly discerning the word of God. Don't follow these false teachers that are in it for filthy lucre, in it to please men, in it to build up a building so they can get a $10,000 a month salary or more. Let's let the word of God speak for itself. And I hope that you've been edified and encouraged by this. I have many articles at don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look up Hebrew Roots. And we have the gospel on every page. Articles on every topic I've mentioned here. Christmas, Easter, coming out of the world, music, sports, man-made religion, and let us know how we can help you in the faith. Until next time, go out and have a glorious day. Watch out for those false teachers. Repent and obey the gospel. We love you all. May God be praised.